Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the National Confectioners Association for this exciting and historic announcement. My name is Carly Childhouse, and I'm one of the spokespeople for NCA. I'll be moderating today's call, and I am joined by NCA CEO John Downs, Visit Indy CEO and President Leonard Hoops, and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority's CEO and President Steve Hill. We're coming to you live from NCA's annual State of the Industry Conference in Aventura, Florida. We're very happy to be here. A few housekeeping notes before we jump in. The call is being recorded, so we'll be sharing the link to the recording later today. And to ensure that we get through everything we have to talk about, we'll be muting the room during our announcement. We will be offering question and answer at the end, so you can add any ask questions then or add any questions into the chat along the way. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to John Downs, who will share additional details about why we're here today.
All right, Carly, thank you very much. And Leonard and Steve, it's a real pleasure to be with both of you today as we make this announcement about the largest candy and snack trade show in North America, as well as pre-pandemic, we've been one of the fastest growing shows in North America as well in the trade show space. As many of you may know, we usually have about 18,000 attendees, 90 countries, and around 800 exhibitors. And Las Vegas and Indianapolis presented the best options to us for the future that were available to meet our growing demand for our show. We've got the right dates in the rotation for our industry from a planning standpoint, and we also have the right amount of space in both cities in Indianapolis and Las Vegas to help us continue to provide the level of innovation, insights, and connections that the confectionery and snack industries want and need. The decision about our show's future was driven by our exhibitor and attendee community for our exhibitor and attendee community. And as you also may know, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary in Chicago this year in 2022. And the decision to move to Indianapolis and Las Vegas was driven primarily by growth and our needs for growth for the future. And so we're very excited and thrilled to have this partnership with Indianapolis and Las Vegas right through 2032. So we're due the rotation to 24 and 25 in Indianapolis, 26 in Las Vegas, 27 and 28 in Indianapolis, 29 in Las Vegas, 2030 and 31 in Indianapolis, and 2032 in Las Vegas. I'll turn it over to Leonard first.
Well, thank you, John. You know, there's a lot of folks who all of us, I think, have a difficult time trying to find silver linings in a pandemic, and one of the few silver linings that we've found is the opportunity to have met and gotten to know the folks at the National Confectioners Association. Indy, thanks in large part to Andy Mallon, the Executive Director of the Capital Improvement Board, started working in the summer of 2020 to kind of do some proof of concept. How can you host these shows safely in the conditions we were in? And by the time we started chatting with NCA, we'd already hosted a bunch of shows in Indy in a safe manner that took both safety and kind of a pragmatic approach into account. That then led to the entire NCA March Madness in early 2021. And then the Sweets and Snacks Expo was our first real trade show, because we'd had a lot of youth sporting events, a lot of things like the NCAA, but we hadn't had a true trade show where people were coming in from all over the country, and in some cases from beyond the borders. And by that point, we, I think, had established a pretty good process. And the getting to know John and his team, his board members, Elise Fennig, who was kind of our day-to-day point person. We have a guy in Washington, D.C., Kenneth Hemsley, who was working, because NCA is based in D.C. on a regular basis. There's a young lady named Carrie Abbott, who runs a candy company out of Indianapolis, who was on the board at the time. So there was a lot of serendipity that came together to make this happen. And then it turned out it was a match made in candy heaven. It was a great show under the circumstances, and that led to the governor and the mayor and John and his board and leadership wanting to pursue further investigation. The the whole downtown Indianapolis has been built for about 50 years now, very specifically to host major conventions and major sporting events. And as a city that's hosted the Super Bowl, the College Football Championship, and now the Super Bowl of Candy and Snacks, the Sweets and Snacks Expo, it was designed to do this. And I think that's where NCA and its board and its members looked and said, we can really grow here. Because when you take over a convention in Indianapolis, you're really taking over all of downtown Indy. And that's what makes it such a unique venue. So there's a reason Indy got the USA Today number one convention city ranking a few years back, and it's bad. So we're thrilled. We could not be more excited and happier to be a future host for the Sweets and Snacks.
Leonard, thank you very much. Yes, we had a tremendous experience in 2021 in Indianapolis, and as you said, we did it safe and sound for our attendee community. And it was what we said was Hoosier hospitality was on full display in June of 2021. So now I'd like to turn it over to Steve. Steve, thanks for being here with us.
Well, thank you, John. I want to thank you and your board and the committee that all participated in choosing Las Vegas for your shows in 26 and 29 and 32. We're certainly excited about that. Also want to congratulate Leonard and the entire team in Indianapolis. They've done a terrific job with their venue, with their city, and a very deserving city to host your great show as well. We are very excited to have the show Choose Las Vegas. We have been the number one trade show destination for 26 straight years. It is an industry that matters in Las Vegas, and to have the confirmation from a show of your stature is exceptionally important to us. We also just want to point out that the investment that we've made in the new West Hall, the investment that others are making around that West Hall, you'll have available to you when you're there in 2026. You can walk out the entrance of the West Hall right now and see over $10 billion of investment just by turning it in a little circle right there. The Fountain Blue is going to be open by the time you come in 26. Resort World just across the street is just opened and will be still a very new property once you're there. We are selling our land on Las Vegas Boulevard to a developer in South America who is going to build a property just right out the door. So there will be 12,000 rooms and $10 billion in new investment waiting for you when you come in 2026. And in addition to that, all of that will be connected by an underground transportation system that is a one of a kind, first of its kind, Elon Musk's boring company that will connect all of those properties and the rest of the resort corridor in an express system. So there's a lot waiting for you when you get there in 4 years, and we're really looking forward to having you, and again, appreciate you having chosen Las Vegas.
Well, thanks. We can't wait. We can't wait to get there, because another growth consideration for our Sweets and Snacks Expo is recruiting new attendees. And by going out to the West Coast, we think it will be a strong draw for us to recruit new attendees, especially from our retail partner base by being there. And then the other thing I think that's important for us as we look to the growth opportunities in the future, and that is continuing to expand opportunities for international attendees as well. So Las Vegas fits into the future, Indianapolis fits into the future, and you know, Indy's got a great brand, Vegas has got a great brand, and we think that that NCAA's got a great brand too. So we're all excited about this partnership, and can't wait to get to Indy, and we can't wait to get to Vegas.